Ransom rushed up the companionway, grabbing his woolen cap as he ran, then forward over the iced deck. He found the ragged, frayed end of the anchor cable hanging overboard. The constant rubbing of the ice had weakened it, and the extra heavy flow had completely sundered it. There was but one anchor now to depend on. If that should fail them, it would mean instant destruction to the yacht and certain death for the crew. It was too great a risk to run. That other anchor must be found somehow, and its holding power made good again. Realizing that his companions would try to deter him from the desperate undertaking which he had in mind, Ransom did not call his friends, but quietly launched his nibs from the stern, despite the current and the remorseless ice. Drawing her forward by the painter, he got in at the bow and prepared to feel for the parted anchor cable with a boat hook. He pulled hand over hand on the cable of the other anchor, and finally gained a point where he thought he might begin to reach for the sunken line. It was well past midnight, and so dark that everything had to be done by sense of touch only. Intensely cold, the oars, the line he was holding, and the boat hook, everything, in fact, was coated with a slippery skin of ice. Holding on by one hand to the anchor cable, and the other on the boat hook, Kenneth began to grope for the other line. His right arm ached with the exertion of feeling on the bottom with a heavy boat hook, while his left wrist seemed about to break with the strain put upon it. The cold nipped at his exposed face and wet, mittened hands, but still he persevered. At last he felt the touch of the line at the end of his pole. He began to haul in slowly, holding the pole with his elbow as he took a fresh hold further up. Suddenly, a huge flow struck the little boat, dragging the anchor line out of his grasp and pulling him backwards into the bottom of the boat. The current swept him back past the gazelle and on toward the gnashing teeth of the gorge.